Mark Riffitt, who is the regional economic analyst at the Department of Technology Management and Budget for the state of Michigan. Mark, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Tony? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. Thanks so much for getting in touch with us. Employment numbers for mid-Michigan have some people optimistic and some are still skeptical. Tell us about the story.
Well, I think that's fair to say on both accounts. What I've been telling folks is that, you know, the numbers are improving very slowly, particularly for the Lansing metropolitan area. But, you know, I've been kind of cautioning folks because we've still got a long ways to go to get back to where we were in 08 and before that. You have to remember that, you know, even though we're up a little bit from years like 2010, 2011, 2009, those were really bad years. So, you know, you gotta be a little cautious with this stuff. There's a lot of data to look at. There's a lot of things going on and it's, you know, the local data is kind of tricky to interpret because we don't, and the monthly data is not adjusted for seasonality. So sometimes it'll move, you know, your unemployment rate will move quite a bit up and down for seasonal factors that aren't necessarily indicative of, you know, what might be going on in the actual business cycle. So
just to refresh our memories, tell us what the numbers were unemployment-wise in mid-Michigan in 2008 and where they stand now.
Well, in 2008, we were, you know, if you do an average for the annual data, and I like to look at the average because that gets rid of that seasonal variation. You know, our jobless rate was 6.7% in 2008. Okay, in 2007, the year before, it was 5.7, and for several years before that, it was around that. You know, it slowly trickled up from, you know, the early 2000s. Then it shot upward. We went into double digit territory for our annual rate in 2009. Reaching over 10%, and now we're back. I just did a year-to-date average for 2012, which it's not a perfect comparison because we don't have all the data for 2012 yet, but we're at about 7.1%. So we're somewhere in between where we were before and where we were in the bottom, and that's why I said, you know, you got to be a little bit cautious with some of this stuff because, you know, unemployment's still high. It's not low. It's better than it's been in the last couple of years, but I still wouldn't call it low, you know.
The numbers have seemed to be improving ever so slowly over the course of the last year or so. Tell us what you've seen.
Well, on the plus side, you do see some labor force increase over the year. That's from June to June, so June 2011 to this most recent June. You know, we saw an increase in the labor force of about 2,700. That's promising because all the data I've been looking at for the last few years, you know, it's been down. The labor force has been down. And this hasn't been just a Michigan thing. This has been a Michigan thing. You know, a lot of reasons for that. You know, some of it is people moving out. Some of it is people, leaving the labor force for whatever reason to go back to school or something like that. But the fact that residency employment's up and labor force is up, you know, the rate going down is for those reasons is a good thing. Sometimes the rate goes down when the labor force declines just because you might get, you know, some people who drop out of the labor force that were unemployed, and that's not necessarily a good thing. But in this case, we do have actual employment going up. And like I said, it's promising, but it's, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt, too. So.
All right. Anything else about the information recently released surprise you?
You know, the only thing I'm seeing in our data, and when I look at it, the industry data for the local area, that concerns me a little bit is the fact that construction employment is still down quite a bit over the year. Now, we had better rebounds overall in terms of all the industries in 2011. They've kind of leveled out a little bit. You know, we're not up as much over the year as we were in 2011. But still, a number of sectors are still up. You know, manufacturing's up a little bit, retail trade's even up. That's been one of the slower ones to rebound, and that's usually the case. It's one of those industries that relies on spending from the higher-paying industries and that sort of thing. Professional business services is up, and some of that is, you know, in the professional services side. So, you know, like software companies and law firms and things like that. Some of it is just employment agencies, so temporary help agencies. But like I said, you look at the data, and almost everything is either up slightly over the year or flat over the year, except for construction. And construction's down. It's still down 16%. The employment's still down 16% from June to June. We had some seasonal increase in it, of course, which you usually have in the summer. So over the month, it's up a couple hundred jobs, and that's typical. But when you compare it to, you know, last year, it's still down 1,000 jobs, and that's a small sector. You know, it's gone from about 7,000 employment in 2008 to about 4,500 right now. So that's the biggest surprise. I would have expected to see at least a little bit of it coming back, but you know, it's hard to say with this data. I mean, I don't. You know, you hear housing prices are not housing prices, but the housing market is slightly coming back. I just heard it on air before I got on here. But the construction employment itself is still down quite a bit. So,
all right, Mark, thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.